Good afternoon, everyone.
大家午安.
So good to see you. May God's peace be with you.
真的很高兴, 跟你们大家见面, 愿神祝福你。
As we know, summer vacation is over, and it's the time of the year where our students are going back to school.
暑假已经过了, 学生们都要回到, 学校去。
And this last week was our first week of school for our girls.
上个礼拜是我们孩子的最后一个, 暑假。
And as they're, you know, going back to school, as a parent, I find myself wanting to say something profound to prepare my girls for back to school.
所以当他们要去回到学校的时候，我就想要用一些非常深奥的一些话来鼓励他们。
And there's so much I want to say, but I don't know how to say it.
但是我想要说的实在太多，我真的不知道怎么说。
So I found myself saying things like, "Go to bed earlier," or something stupid like that.
我就说了一些好像笨的话，说你们赶快早点去睡觉。
A few years ago, a young man was preparing to go to college.
好多年以前有一个年轻人，他准备要去上大学。
And so the dad, his name is Jackson Brown. He decided to write down the most important things that he felt that his kid, his son, should know as he enters into adulthood.
那么当这个爸爸，他叫做Brown，他呢就想要把他。 要给他孩子那个怎么样变成一个成人的所需要的事情都写下来。
And so he put all of his advice together in a form of a booklet.
那么所以他就把它放成一个小册子。
And eventually this booklet was published under the title Life's Little Instruction Book.
那么就变成了人生的一个小的一些指引。
And somehow it was published, and it was sold for millions of copies.
他们一出版之后，居然能够卖到100万本。
I have a picture here, Life's Little Instruction Book. And you know, we all appreciate things like that, nuggets of truth, very concise, from somebody who is wise, who is mature.
我们对这些东西很精准，很小。 而且很能够把那个要点告诉我们的，我们都非常喜欢的。
And sure enough, there are a lot of books out there like this that, and I want to read you some of the titles.
像这样的书其实很多，我现在要读给大家一些来看。
Okay, look at this next one.
看到这个。
Five secrets you must discover before you die.
所以你在死之前有五个这个秘密你一定要知道的。
Doesn't that make you want to go out and get that book?
你是不是很想去买这本书的?
Okay, next one.
下面一个。
10 lessons everyone should know about building a multi-million dollar business.
你有十件事情你要成为一个百万以上的公司的一些这个秘密。
Next one. 20 things I want my kids to know, passing on life's greatest lessons.
有20件事我要把这个生命的一个秘诀要告诉我的孩子的。
Next one, 30 things every woman should have and know by the time she is 30.
对每一个女人到了30岁之前，她所需要知道这个30件事情。
Next one, 50 dangerous things you should let your children do.
下面这个是50件对你孩子非常危险的事，你又要他去做的。
Next one, 1001 things every teen should know before they leave home, or else they will come back.
所以1001个这个小孩子必须要知道的事，否则的话，他也许就回来了。
You know, there's a lot of books out there like this.
现在有很多很多这样的书。And
you know, you read them, some are good, some are funny.
你都说有的是非常不错，有的其实很好笑的。And
not all are helpful, not all are wise.
不是所有的都很有帮助，不是很有都都很
And you read them, you get a good laugh out of them, you close it up, you put it aside, and you go on with life.
那你读了之后，你就好像觉得说看了一个笑话，然后你把书关了，然后你就过你的生活。
What if I tell you today that we're going to look at a little book in the Bible?
今天我倒要告诉你们说，我们从圣经头一本小书。
A little book that is inspired.By God.
这本小书是神所默示的。
And written, recorded down by the wisest person ever lived.
他是一个最有智慧的一个人，从古到今最有智慧的人所写下来的。
This little book really is life's little instruction book.
这本才是我们人生那个生活最重要的一本书。
This book will truly transform our lives.
这本书是可以把我们的生命可以改变的。
What book am I talking about?
我跟你讲的这本书是哪本书呢？
It's the book of Proverbs.
就是箴言。
And I'm hoping that the times that I will spend with you for the rest of the year, that we can look at certain topics from this book, the book of Proverbs.
今天我们就可以从箴言里头看到一些这些原则。
So today I want to talk to you about wisdom. What is wisdom?
首先我要跟大家讲什么叫做智慧，智慧到底是什么。
Then I want to talk to us about the source of wisdom.
第二，我会讲到这个智慧的来源，泉源是什么。
And then I want to give us an example of wisdom.
然后我又给大家看到一个智慧的一个榜样或者一个例子。
So with that in mind, let's read today's scripture. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 10 to 17.
所以我们就来看箴言第八章十到十七节。
And I'm going to read first in English, and then Brother Chu will read it in Chinese.
我们先读中英文，再读中文。
Verse 10. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I wisdom dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me kings reign and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me princes govern and nobles all who rule on earth.I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me.
我们读八章十到十七节，你们当受我的教训，不受白银，宁得知识胜过黄金，因为智慧比珍珠更美，一切可喜爱的都不足与比较。我智慧以灵明为居所，又寻得知识和谋略。敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶那骄傲狂妄并恶道以及乖谬口的口都为我所恨恶我有谋略和真知识我乃聪明我有能力帝王借我做国位君王借我定公平王子和首领世上一切的审判官都是借我掌权爱我的我也爱他恳切寻求我的必寻得见。
And God bless the reading of his word.
求神祝福他自己的话。
So let's look at what is wisdom. What is it? What does wisdom do?
我们看看智慧是什么，智慧能够造成怎么样。
Again, let's look at verses 10 to 11. The word of God says, Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold.For wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her.
十节十一节说，你们当受我的教训，不受白银，宁得知识胜过黄金，因为智慧比珍珠更美，一切可喜爱的都不足与比较。
Do you notice the expensive things that have been mentioned here in this verse compared to wisdom.
你看到这些看起来很贵重的这些物质，它来跟智慧来比。
Wisdom is more than silver, he said.
他说智慧是比白银还要更。
Wisdom is more important than gold.
知识是比黄金还要更贵重。
Wisdom, more than that, is more important, more valuable than jewels.
智慧是比那个珍宝、珠宝也还更好。
Now, why did he use these words? Because people back then, at that time, they were very poor.
他为什么这样说呢？因为那个时候人是非常贫穷的。
Remember when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, the Lord's Prayer, he said, Give us this day our daily bread.
主耶稣这个教我们主导文的时候告诉我们说我们每日日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Because back then people were so poor, they could only survive and they only need a little bit to survive, but they don't ask for too much, they only ask for daily bread.
因为他们非常的贫穷，他们每一天就指望他们吃的这些东西是只有一点点。
In other words, these expensive things were things that everybody in their mind, in their heart, they are secretly hoping for, desire for.
所以在这些珍珠、这些金子、银子，在他们的脑子里，他们一直在里面追求，希望说有一天能够得到。
And right here, the author is trying to tell us, wisdom is far more valuable than all of these things that the world can offer you.
所以箴言的作者告诉我们说，其实智慧是比你这些一切的都还要宝贵。
In the same way, we all desire things of this world, perhaps power.
今天我们也是想要这些东西，可能你需要能力。
Perhaps fame.
也许要名利。
Perhaps knowledge.
也许也要知识。
But today, the Word of God tells us, wisdom is greater, far more valuable than all these things that we desire.
可是今天圣经告诉我们说，这个智慧是比这一切的都还更宝贵。
Because we know of people who may have these things, but they do not have wisdom.
因为今天世上有很多人，他们有这些金银财宝，可是他们却没有智慧。
Look at this next passage, verse 12 to 15. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me, kings reign. Rulers issue decrees that are just.
12节到15节说，我智慧以灵明为居所，又寻得知识和谋略。我有谋略和真知识，我乃聪明，我有能力。帝王借我做国位，君王借我定公平。
There are three key words in this passage.
在这一段圣经里有三个重要的词。
Next slide, please. Okay, there you see prudence.
第一个就是灵明。
Insight.
真知识。
And just.
公平。
See, prudence is knowing how things really are.
灵明就是你知道说事情是怎么一回事。
Insight is knowing how things really work.
这个真知识就是知道这些事情是怎么样运作的。
And just means knowing what to do about these things.
公平就是说你怎么样用这些，能够使用这些智慧。
So if you put all three together, it means life.A nice picture of somebody who knows life.
你把这三件事放在一块，你就知道是有一个人他能够真正明白生命是什么意思。
Look at this quote, next quote. Wisdom is becoming competent with regard to the realities of life.
这位名人他有这样一句话说，智慧就是对生命的实际变得能干。
All of us, we know people who may be very wealthy, who may be very smart.
我们今天可以看到世界上有很多人也许很富有，也许他们很聪明。
But there are blind spots, huge blind spots in their lives.
但是在他们的生命中有一些盲点，非常大的盲点。
They are not in touch with life.
他们对真正的生命、生活好像没有碰到。
Even though they're very smart, intelligent, they're not wise.
虽然他们好像很聪明，可是他们却没有智慧。
So again, the issue here is not how much we know, but the issue is, are we wise?
所以问题是不是你懂得多少，而是说你真的有没有智慧。
Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about.
给你一个例子。
Have you had times when you are in a heated discussion with somebody?
你有没有跟人家又有很热烈在这个争吵讨论的时候？
Perhaps maybe with your spouse.
也许是跟你的妻子或者丈夫。
Or perhaps with your children at home in the family.
也许在家里跟你的孩子有这样的讨论。
Or maybe you're in a business meeting, a board meeting.
也许是在公司里头，你在这个董事会里头。
Or perhaps during a Bible study.
也许在查经的时候。
You're right. You know, you're having this heated discussion. You're right. And you know you're right.
那么你在这边争论的时候，你知道说你是对的。
But after the discussion, you walk away realizing that even though you are right, you have done wrong, something wrong.
虽然你觉得你是对的，但是你在这个讨论之中，其实你做错事了。
You may have won a battle, but you have lost the war.
也许你在这个征战里头好像得胜了，但是你却把这整个仗给打败了。
I heard of a story of a church. They're having a Bible study.
我听到有一个故事，在一个教会里头，他们有这个查经。
It got so heated, somehow the discussion got so heated that somebody slams on the table.
有一个人他因为争吵的到了一个地步，他就用拳头敲桌子了。
Close the Bible.
然后把圣经关了。
And halfway, somebody left the Bible study.
所以在查了一半的时候，有人就离开了这个查经班了。
So we asked, so what, really, that sounds terrible. What were they talking about? What was the topic of discussion?
我们听到的时候就问他说，到底什么发生什么事？你们到底在讨论些什么？
He said, they don't know, but I think the topic is about love.
我们讨论的这个题目是，这个主题是爱。
See, what's the problem here?
但是问题到底是什么呢？
It's not lack of knowledge.
他不是因为他不懂得不多。
It's the lack of what? Tell me. No, not lack of wisdom.
这其实就是没有智慧，他们讲的是爱，结果去吵起来了。
And we all need more wisdom, God's wisdom, in our everyday life.
所以我们在日常的生活，每天的生活中，我们必须要得到神那边的智慧。
So let's ask our second question. So,what is the source of wisdom? Where do we get this wisdom into our lives?
所以我们就会讲这个智慧的源头泉源在哪里。
There's a key verse in verse 13. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance.
第十三节说，敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶。那骄傲狂妄并恶道都是我所恨恶。
There's a similar verse in Proverbs, Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
同样有类似的经文是在一章七节说，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Where does wisdom come from?
所以智慧是从哪里来呢？
Here it says it comes from fearing God.
所以这边告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是开始。
And this is a theme for the entire book of Proverbs.
这个就是箴言里头整本箴言的这个重点。
Now here, I like the Chinese translation better because English, it simply says, fear the Lord.
我这边就比较喜欢中文的翻译，因为英文是讲说害怕， 可是一中文呢是讲敬畏。
See, when we talk about fear, it gives us a negative impression where we're afraid of something and we want to run away from it.
如果是光是讲害怕的话，就好像一个比较负面，好像我们要逃离的一件事情。
So what? Let's look at what Proverbs says about fearing God.
我们看看箴言讲到这个敬畏神到底包括了些什么。
Chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death."
所以十四章二十七节就讲说，敬畏耶和华就是生命的泉源，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。
See here it says, "Fear of the Lord is not something negative, but it's the fountain of life. It's positive."
所以敬畏耶和华不是一个负面的东西，而是生命的源泉是一个正面。
Look at chapter 15, verse 16. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil.
十五章十六节就讲说，敬畏耶和华强如多有财宝，烦乱不安。
What's the opposite of turmoil?
那么不安的反面是什么呢？
Peace, right? Rest.
就是平安，就是安息。
And it says, the fear of the Lord brings us peace and rest.
敬畏耶和华就使得我们有平安，有喜乐。
This next verse, chapter 19, verse 23. The fear of the Lord leads to life so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil.
那么十九章二十九节说，敬畏耶和华的得到生命，他必恒久知足，不遭祸患。
See, if you are scared, how can you rest? How can you sleep?
如果你只是怕的话，你怎么能够平安？怎么能够安息呢？
So if I was to translate fearing the Lord in English, it would be talking about having a deep respect, a profound reverence for God.
所以其实这个敬畏是讲到我们充满了敬畏、惧怕、喜悦和惊奇的，这些全部放在一起。
Someone, a member told me recently that as she looked at God's creation, the mountains, the majestic mountains, she said she got goosebumps, and she used this word, and right there, I was filled with the fear of the Lord.
有一个弟兄就讲，他看到这些自然界这高山是这么样的伟大，他就马上好像这个鸡皮疙瘩都出来了之后，他就说，我真是敬畏耶和华。
Look at this next slide.
我们看看下面一个。
What is this?
这是什么？
The Niagara Falls.
尼加拉瓜瀑布。
See, how can you stand before the Niagara Falls, God's creation, and not, you know, you hear the rumbling, and how can you not have that fear of the Lord?
当你站在这个瀑布面前的时候，你看到这个神所创造的这些大声的这个水，你怎么不会有一个对神的一个敬畏的心呢？
Or look at this next slide.
你看看下面一个。
What is that?
这是什么？
The Grand Canyon.
大峡谷。
Nobody goes there on that rock and says, hey, let's do a cartwheel, right?
没有人敢到这个石头上说，我们来打一个跟斗吧。
You can't help it. You stand before God's majestic creation, and right there, you're filled with the fear of the Lord, meaning you get this deep respect and reverence for God.
所以当我们到了这样大自然，伟大的大自然，神的创造之前的时候，我们不知不觉，我们就心里就有一个敬畏，有一个尊敬那个心。
Listen to this quote. Fear of God is that indefinable mixture of reverence, fear, pleasure, joy,and awe, which fills our hearts when we realize who God is and what He has done for us.
所以什么是智慧？这边有一个，有人这样说了，当我们体验到神他是谁，他为我们所做的所成就的这些事情，而使得我们心里充满了尊敬、惧怕、喜悦和惊奇这一切的总和。
When we have the fear of God in our lives, we have peace, we have rest, we have joy.
如果我们有这样的敬畏的心，我们就得到平安，就得到喜乐，就安息了。
Because you realize, you're reminded that God is so big and He is so powerful and He is in control.
因为神是这样的伟大，他是在控制一切，而他。我们是在他的控掌控之下。
And so we can't help it, but we want to submit ourselves, humble ourselves before this Almighty God.
所以我们就愿意谦卑下来，来面对这位万能的神。
But when we don't have this fear of God in our lives,
如果我们没有这样的敬畏神的心，
we become nervous.
我们就变成一个非常紧张的一个人。
We become very stressed out.
我们就会好像什么都没有了。
Because we need to take things into our own hands. We need to be in control all the time.
因为我们就要把所有的事都抓在手里，我们必须要自己在那边掌控。
Instead of focusing on God, we have to focus on ourselves now.
我们应该是面对神，但是我们却自己就看到自己。
And instead of worshiping God, we worship ourselves.
应该要敬畏荣耀神，要崇拜神，结果我们反而崇拜了自己。
And the Bible has a word for that.
圣经就对这样的人有一个说法。
It's the word.Fool.
圣经说愚顽的人。
Because while the wise people fear God, honors God.
当智慧的人这个敬畏神荣耀神。
Look at this verse.
我们看看这一节圣经。
Psalm 14 verse 1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God.
说愚顽人心里说没有神。
When there is no God, you worship yourself.
当你没有不觉得有神的时候，你就敬拜自己。
Next slide, please. Recently, Time Magazine did a cover story on the people of this generation.
最近 Time 杂志，时代杂志，他就讲到我们现在这一个世代的人是怎么样。
Probably does not.Describe the people in this church, the young people.
也许对我们教会的这些年轻人可能不适合。
But these are the words that Time Magazine used to describe the people of this generation. They use words like lazy, entitled, and egocentric.
这个时代杂志用这些名词来形容这些人，他就说他们是。
Lazy.
他们是很懒惰的、
Entitled.
他们是一切以为是所以然的，然后他们就是自我中心的。
Research shows this egocentric tendency is nearly three times higher than those who are 65 and older.
他们在看这方面的时候，他就发现这些年轻人比65岁以上人在这个方面就自我中心的这个角度的程度是超过三倍。
Let me quote what it says. Research concludes that people these days have a pervasive pattern of self-importance.
他说这个研究显示啊，这些人他们就是自己觉得自己很重要。
Not only is there a lack of empathy towards others,
他们对别人没有任何的同情心。
There is a much greater need for others to admire them.
他们有这样的需要，说让别人来仰望这个崇拜自己。
Basically, this article is talking about the focus. The focus now is more and more on self and less on others.
所以就是重点就是这些人他们的看重的就是自己自我别人是不在他眼里。
And so in the book of Proverbs, this word fool comes up again and again and again.
所以在这一年里头，这个愚顽人是重复又重复出现。
And the number one characteristic of a foolish person is this.
那么这个愚顽人的这个他的特点是这样的。
He does not listen. He does not receive instruction.
他不听，他不愿意受这个教诲。
Look at these verses, Proverbs 1:7, talking about fools. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
1章7节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Proverbs 12:15, the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice.
那么12章15节说，愚妄人所行的，在自己眼中看为正直，为智慧人肯听人的劝教。Proverbs
17:10, a sensible person accepts correction, but you can't beat sense into a fool.
那么10章17节说，一句责备话深入聪明人的心，强如责打愚昧人100下。意思就是说。 你不能够让他，你即使打他，他也不能够这个有这个，使他聪明。Proverbs
18:14, blessed is the one who fears the Lord always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity.
24章10节，常存敬畏的变为有福，心存刚硬的必陷在祸患里。
Do you see that? The foolish people, the fool, he does not listen.
你看到了吗? 那个愚妄的人啊, 他是不听的。
And because he does not listen, no matter what happens, no matter what you say to him or her, they remain the same. They are fools.
因为他不听, 所以他就一直都是愚顽, 他不听别人的。
So I got to thinking, well, how does that apply to us?
我就在想，这个东西到底对我们有没有应用？ 我们到底对我们是怎么样？
How's that different from many of us who may come to church and we hear wisdom from the Word of God, but we hardly change?
就像我们很多人到了教会来听了很多神的话，很多智慧的话，但是到头来。 我们好像没有什么改变。At
times, we know what's right and wrong. We know what we're doing is not right, but we keep doing it anyways.
在很多事上，我们其实知道对与错，但是我们却照样做出来。We,
the verse here says, we harden our hearts, right?
这边讲说，心存刚硬。
Now, of course, we don't use that word harden our hearts, but we do have a word for this.
我们不太讲说心存刚硬，但是我们有另外一个字来形容的。We
have the word stubborn.
就是刚硬，就是很倔强。Any
stubborn individuals here in this room?
今天在这边有固执的人有没有？
Not a lot. Anybody married to stubborn people? No, don't raise your hand. We are all stubborn people.
你如果娶了一个或者嫁了一个这个固执的人，你举手，哎，但不要举手给我们看。其实我们都是固执的人。
Do you see that it's not so much how much knowledge we have, but it's the lacking of wisdom in our lives.
其实不是说我们不知道，其实就是我们缺少了智慧。
Are we humble enough? Are we really God-fearing people?
我们到底谦卑不谦卑? 我们是不是一个敬畏神的人?
Is God really the total, the ultimate authority in our lives where we submit before Him?
到底神是不是我们生命中那个最崇高的？我们是不是在降服他，在他下面
？And when we go about decisions of life, it's not so much what I want, but it's really what God wants.
当我们做一个重要决定的时候，是不是到底我要怎么做？还是说我们要降服在神面前，说神要我怎么做
？Life is not about pleasing myself.Life is about pleasing my maker, my creator, God.
我们人生不是在讨我们自己喜欢，而是说讨那位创造我们的主的神的身上。
So with that in mind, I want us to look at an individual in the Bible.
有这样的看，我认识之后，我们要看圣经里头一个人物。
I feel like the best way for us to illustrate what wisdom is like is to look at this individual.
我觉得我们知道智慧到底是怎么样一回事，其实最好的方法就看这样一个人。
This person, the person we're going to look at, this person wrote, listen, this person wrote the book of Proverbs.
这个人不是别人，就是写箴言的那一位。
An example of wisdom, next slide.
这个是智慧的一个
A person lack wisdom.
他其实是缺乏了智慧。
The one who taught wisdom, but he did not live it out.
他教智慧，但是却没有活出来。
We're talking about King Solomon.
我们就是这个所罗门王。
You know, if King Solomon, if he was alive today,We would like him.
今天如果所罗门王还存在的话，我们都是非常喜欢他的。
He is fun-loving. He enjoys life.
他是一个非常喜乐，他在享受人生的这样一个人。
He is a man of many, many, many interests.
他是有非常非常广大的这个兴趣的。
He is gifted.
他是非常有天才的。
He is free-spirited.
他是非常自由的。
Look at what he wrote about himself, Ecclesiastes 2:10.
我们看看这个传道书二章十节，他怎么形容他。
He said, "I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work."
说凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的。我没有禁止不享受的，因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐。
King Solomon, he was ambitious, he was driven.
他是一个非常有企图心，他是非常有能力，非常愿意做事的人。
When he wanted something, he went for it and he got it.
当他想要一些东西的时候，他就努力，然后他就得到了。
And because of that, because he's so gifted and he's so driven,He was so successful in his life.
因为他是有这样的努力，他又愿意这样去做，所以他是非常成功的一位人。
And biblical scholars would tell you that King Solomon was the crowning point of all of Israel's history.
那么，所以历史学家就定位了，所罗门王是以色列这个王朝里头，他是最高的这个最成功、最富有的这个年代。
No one.Accomplished more than King Solomon.
没有一个人比这个所罗门王所能够的成就的更大。
Because of his accomplishment, he had everything he wanted.
因为他是这么成功，所以他要什么就有什么。
You say, what did he have?
你说他到底有些什么呢？
我 because of time, let's just talk about three things.
因为时间不够多，所以我们只讲三件事情。
He had.Number one, he had wealth.
第一，他有财富。
Let's look at how wealthy he was.
我们看看他到底富有到什么地步。
First Kings 10:14. The weight of gold that Solomon received yearly was 666 talents, not including the revenues from merchants and traders and from all the Arabian kings and governors of the territories.
十章十节，所罗门王每年所得的金子共有666他连德，另外还有商人和 杂族的诸王与国中的省长所进的金子。
666 talents of gold every year.
每一年都有666他连得。
We don't even know what that means.
我们都不知道什么意思。
But another translation, and this is very helpful, it translated 666 talents is equal to a quarter of billion dollars this day.
那有人就翻译了，就说660个塔连德就有点像是250亿。
That's a lot of money, right?
就是很多钱了。
That's a lot of money. Yeah, so let's keep looking how wealthy he was. Then the king made a great throne covered with ivory and overlaid with fine gold.
说王用象牙制造了一个宝座，用金金包裹。
And this passage went on to describe what this huge throne, his seat, looked like.
然后继续就描述他这个宝座是怎么一回事。
And right here, there's an interesting commentary written by the biblical writer himself. He says, nothing like it had ever been made for any other kingdoms.
所以有个解经家就在这边注释了，说这个宝座是从来后来以后没有任何一个王曾经做的这么豪华的。
Of all the kings, and there are a lot of wealthy kings, the Bible says there is no one that had this kind of luxurious throne.
在历史上有这么多的有钱的这个国王里头，没有一个做的比他更豪华的。
Look at verse 21. It says, all King Solomon's goblets were gold, and all the household articles in the palace of the forests of Lebanon were pure gold.
那个21节就是说，所罗门所有的一切饮具，所有的一切都是金子做的。
Can you just picture that? Everything was made out of, and not just gold, but fine gold, pure gold.
所以所有的东西全部都是金子，不光是金子，而是金金，是纯金做的。
All of his wallpapers were made out of gold.
他的墙都是金子做的。
His bed, his best sheets were laced with pure gold. Can you imagine?
你可以想象他的床是金的，他连那个被子都是用金子绣的。
His toilet paper, no. Everything he had was made out of pure gold.
不必翻译了，大家都懂。
It says, and again, here's a commentary, all right? He says, nothing in his kingdom was made of silver.
这解经家又讲说，在他家里头没有一件东西是银子做的。
And why not? I mean, we have silver necklaces because silver was considered of little value in Solomon's days.
我们今天都看重银子，可是对所罗门来讲，银子算不了什么。
Those of us who are wearing silver necklace, King Solomon said, ah, that's nothing.
如果你戴着银项链的话，所罗门说，这算什么玩意儿？
Look at this last verse. It says, King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of the earth.
所罗门王的财宝和智慧胜过天下的列王。
The wealthiest man, the wealthiest king in the world.
他就是所有从所有历史里头那个王里头，他是最富有的。
But this is what he said, Ecclesiastes 5:10. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless.
可是在 这个全传道书五章十节，他却这样的形容，说贪爱银子的不应得银子之足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益之足，这也是虚空。
With all that wealth, with all that money, he said, "Nah, this doesn't do it for me."
他说他是这么富有，可是他却说这一切都虚空。
Well, what else did he have? What did he pour his life into?
他还有什么东西他要的呢？他还一生致力的一些什么东西呢？
Relationships.
哦，就是关系了。
Listen to how the word of God describes Solomon.
我们看神的话怎么来描述这个所罗门王。
1 Kings 11, 1 to 3. Now King Solomon loved many foreign women. Besides Pharaoh's daughter, he married women from Moab, Ammon, Edom, Sidon, and from among the Hittites. The Lord had clearly instructed his people not to intermarry with those nations, because the women they married would lead them to worship their God. Yet Solomon insisted on loving them anyway.
所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦女子，就是摩亚人女子、亚门女子、以东女子、西顿女子、赫人女子。论到这些国的人，耶和华曾经晓谕以色列人说，你们不可与他们往来相通，因为他们必诱惑你们的心去随从他们的神。所罗门却恋爱这些女子，这些嫔妃诱惑他的心。
Something tells me that King Solomon knew clearly that it was wrong, it was against God's will to take interest in the women of these foreign countries.
从这些圣经让我知道，其实所罗门他知道神不喜欢他去接近这些外邦的女子，可是他却这样去做了。
But he was looking for something in his life. He feels so empty, and that's why he's trying to fill his heart with all these love relationships.
就是在他心里头，他其实有一些空虚，因着他的空虚，所以他就拼命去找这些关系，这个爱的关系。
And you know the story. These women did not bring him joy and satisfaction. In turn, they led him away from God.
我们都知道，这些人，这些女子没有带给他任什么东西，而使得他诱惑他离开神了。
Look at what the word of God said about King Solomon.
我们看看神的话怎么样来评论这个所罗门王。
Nehemiah 13:26. Was it not because of marriages like these that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned? Among the many nations, there was no king like him. He was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. But even he was led into sin by foreign women.
尼希米记就这样来评论，他说，以色列王所罗门不是在这样的事上犯罪吗？在多国中并没有一个王像他，且蒙他神所爱，神立他做以色列全国的王，然而连他也被外邦女子引诱犯罪。
Even though he had a lot of love relationships in his life, these did not bring him joy and satisfaction.
在他这一生虽然有这样的些这个爱的这些关系，但是这些却没有能够带给他那个平安的喜乐。
So what else did King Solomon pursue?
那么所罗门他又追求了一些什么东西呢？
Wisdom, and this is what I really want to focus on.
他说智慧，这就是我今天要重点所在。
Ecclesiastes 1:13, King Solomon said, I devoted myself to study and explore. By wisdom, all this is done under heaven.
他说，我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事，乃至神教世人所精炼的是极其的劳苦。
See, King Solomon, he was so wise, he was so knowledgeable, even the Bible affirmed that.
圣经 确实告诉我们说这个所罗门王是非常有这个聪明的。
Look at this passage, 1 Kings 4:29-34. God gave Solomon great wisdom and understanding and knowledge too vast to be measured.
说神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙，不可测量。
And this passage went on to describe that he was so wise, he knew so many things that people traveled across the seas to come simply to talk to him and to hear his words of wisdom.
因为他是这么的聪明，所以各地各方的人这个长途跋涉要到他面前来听他说话。
He wasn't just knowledgeable about the things of the earth, he was knowledgeable about God.
他不但是对世上这些物一切东西是有很多的知识，他对神其实也有很多的知识。
In fact, he taught people to honor God.
他在生的时候其实是教导别人要来崇敬神。
For example, Proverbs 1:7, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以在一章七节说，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
Can you just picture everybody who listened to this verse? They all want wisdom. They want to be wise. And here they realize that's the answer. The answer is to fear God. That's the source of wisdom.
当人听到他这样讲的时候，其实每个人都希望能够自己能够聪明。就知道说，哦，原来这就是答案，叫敬畏耶和华就是这个答案。
Look at also what he said. He said, Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain.
若不是耶和华建造城池，神就枉然建造。
Can you imagine those people who listened to him? They were like, Oh, we labor all our lives, and now we know that it needs to be God who does.Who is the center of everything we are doing.
当人听到他这样讲的时候，人就会明白说，哦，原来我们的中心放错了，真正的中心应该是在神。如果神不建造，我们是白建造的。
So King Solomon taught people. He was a great teacher. He said, make God your highest priority in life.
所以当所罗门讲的时候，我们要把神放在我们生命中最重要的那个地位。
God is the secret to a blessed life.
神就是我们得到一个那个蒙福的人生的那个秘诀。
You can do anything, you can have anything in life, but if you don't have God, your life means nothing.
如果你可以做很多很多的事情，但是如果你这人生中没有神的话，你的人生是没有意义的。
My friends, that is wisdom.
这就是智慧了。
But the problem is, even King Solomon himself did not listen to his own advice.
但问题是，这个所罗门王他其实也没有听他自己的话。
And this is what King Solomon said, Ecclesiastes 2:15.So of what value is all my wisdom? Then I realized that even wisdom is futile.
说智慧到头也是虚空。
Solomon, the wealthiest man in the world.
所罗门是所有历史以来最富有的人。
Wisest king in the whole world.
是最聪明，世界上最聪明的王。
Had over 1,000 lovers.
他有一千个妃嫔。
You think it would somehow bring him some sort of joy and satisfaction?
你想他这样的话，一定是在他心中带来这个很大的快乐。
But at the end of his life,
但是到他最后的时候，
this is what he said.
他这样说。
Look at this slide.Keep going. Right? As he looked at everything in his kingdom, everything that he had, all that he has accomplished, he said, meaningless, meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
当他看到他这个整个王国, 整个他所做的事, 他成就的, 最后他这样说, 虚空的虚空, 凡事都是虚空。
And towards the end, he wrote a conclusion of his life.
最后他就把他这一生的结论,
Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 says, Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
这些事都已听见了。 总义就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
So today, let's learn from King Solomon.
所以今天我们要从所罗门翁身上，我们要学习功课。Fear
God, put God first in our lives.
要敬畏神，把神放在你人生中的。
So I want to end today's message by pointing out something very important to your attention.
今天最后的时候，我要让大家注意到一个最重要的。
Because we all want wisdom in our lives. What does that mean?
每个人都希望有智慧，这个智慧到底什么意思？
In the book of Proverbs, wisdom is personified as a person.
在箴言书的时候，智慧 就好像有一个人性的这样一个人。
Proverbs 9, look at first few verses. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine.
智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子，宰杀牲畜，调和制酒。
It's talking, wisdom is a person trying to invite us to have a relationship with her.
智慧是一个人有人性的，这个人性是在邀请我们跟他有一个关系。
So we realize finding wisdom is not just memory work. It's a relationship, it's a love relationship.
所以我们看到智慧不是一些知识
It's not just some wise sayings. It's not just poetry, but it's a love relationship with someone.
不是一些名言，不是一些诗章，而是一个人。
Look at this next passage, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
我们看约翰福音第一章一到四节。
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。 生命在它里头，这生命就是人的光。It
used the word, in the beginning was word. Again, and here, I like the Chinese translation better.
说太初有道，我们中文的翻译就更确切一点。Logos,
English translated as word.
那么在希腊文是叫做 Logos, 那么这个字 英文翻成为大写的word,就是字,这个话。
But if you think about it, and if you understand the meaning, the root word of logos, it's talking about wisdom.
那么如果你知道这个道,这个道字的字根的话, 其实是就讲到智慧了。
And who is this talking about?
那么约翰在这边讲这个道是讲谁呢?
Jesus Christ, God in flesh.
这就是耶稣基督 道成了肉身。
And right here, it's telling us that Jesus Christ, it's God's wisdom to us.
所以这就是神的智慧是给我们的。
Jesus Christ is God's wisdom for us.
耶稣基督就是神的智慧是为了我们。
Jesus Christ is God's wisdom living within us.
耶稣基督就是神的智慧活在我们心里头。
So the question today, as we think about how can we become more wise, how can we have the wisdom of God?
所以当我们看到这个时候，我们怎么得到这个智慧，怎么在什么的生命中有智慧呢？
The question for all of us to think about is, well, are we growing closer and closer to Jesus Christ?
所以我们就必须要想到，我们到底有没有在耶稣基督里一天一天的成长，一天一天的更亲近他。
Earlier we sang that song, I surrender all. Is that our attitude for the King Jesus in our heart?
我们刚刚在唱，我们一切都归给主，我们是不是在我们生命中真正的实行了呢？
And I truly believe that as we honor Jesus Christ as Lord, as we grow closer and closer to Jesus.
所以当我们在讨论这智慧的时候，我们是不是与耶稣基督的关系越来越好，我们跟他的距离是越来越近。
And when we do that, we know we will become people of wisdom.
如果我们能真的能够做到的话，我们就能够成为一个智慧的人。
May that become a reality in our lives.
愿这一切成为我们生活的一个实际。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to admit before you that we are people who indeed need more wisdom in our lives.
主啊，我们来到你面前，我们必须要承认，我们是那个必须要有智慧的人。
I pray the Spirit of God would help us to be humble.
求主你的灵使得我们能够谦卑。
Help us to become people who have the fear of God in our lives.
让我们在生活中有那个敬畏神的心。
Help us to truly get to know Jesus better and better each day.
帮助我们认识耶稣基督每一天都更多。
Help us to surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives.
帮助我们能够把耶稣基督成为我们的主。
So that we can become wise people.
使得我们就能够成为一个有智慧的人。
So that we could truly become a true light for your name's sake.
使得我们真正活出那个因着你能够活出那个真光这个话来。
Help us in Jesus' name we pray.
求主你帮助我们，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.